long fail is. Let me understand it.
Oh, interesting.
Right. Fastest way usually take Park Heights to the Beltway. Just take the Beltway one exit to Reichstown Road.
I'll show you.
Too much travel.
I don't know.
That's the fastest way. You take Park Heights to the Beltway. The Beltway, get on Reichstown Road,
right,
and then left on Mount Wilson Road. Right.
I'd be curious if you know. He doesn't try hard. You don't have to worry. I've taken it.
I thought she started here.
If necessary, she switched.
She's not. Not doing a session with two.
Well, you're right.
She started here. Guys, put that down for the week.
Yeah, that's like the old joke. What do you call a dog that's crying? Supper.
Do a little orais on the mitzvah that we have in the beginning of the parsha of saying mikra bikurim. There are two mitzvahs for bikurim. One is in mishpatim, and the other one is in kisavim. In mishpatim, you have a mitzvah reishis bikuri ad moscha tavi to bring bikurim. And in kisava, we have the mitzvah of anisa v'amarta that you should say the mikra bikurim. There's even some people that only have the mitzvah to bring. Later we'll have a few examples, and they don't have the mitzvah of saying. It's two mitzvahs. So first we'll say over the Rambam, mitzvahs esei kuflamet beis. He sheds ivanu lesaper tevoisav. It's a mitzvah to say Hashem's toivis that he did us. Asher heiti vlanu. V'hitzi loisanu. He did toivis for us, saved us. Umaschel bin in Yaakov avinu. Right, that Yaakov Avinu worked by Lavan, and Lavan wanted to kill him, and so on. And Hashem saved us. U'mesayim ba'avoidas ha'mitzrim v'anoisa moisanu, how we were enslaved in Mitzrayim. U'leshabchoy al kol zeh, and then we praise Hashem for all this. U'levakesh mimenu, and we beg or ask from Hashem, lahasmid ha'brocha, to continue the brocha. K'sheyavei bikurim, all this we do, and we bring the bikurim. Behu Amro Yisale, the Anisa, the Amarto, Lifnea Shemalekecha Aram, Yoved Ovin. Omasha Boacher Zemina Parsha. O Mitzvah Zu, Nikres Mikra Bikur. Okay, that's the Mitzvah. The Chinuch, same type of thing. Now, if you noticed, he started the Mitzvah by saying, you say from Arami, Yoved Ovin. That's the first thing you say. Now, if you look in the Chumash. When you get there, you say he got v'amarta uvaso el akoyin asher yeh bayamim ha'ayim v'amarta elav he gadti ayoyim l'Hashem elekecha ki bosi el ha'oretz asher nishba Hashem la'aviseinu lasis lon. Then after you say that, you wave it, And then you say Vayter Aram Yoivira. So what happened to the first pasuk? Yeah, what's wrong with him? So I saw. Oh, very good. Before I say what you just said, I'll just bring another Maramokim, then we'll say what you say.
Which pasuk again did
he miss? Higanti. Looked like pretty close to the beginning. Uvasa la koyen. Uvasa la koyen. Here we go. Uvasa la koyen ashiya bayimahein. But he doesn't have that. He starts there.
So the Rambam only brings down the
second. Right, he only brings from Vionisa, also Chinuch. Same thing. They both started. They started by Vionisa.
So the Einu Kore Taka says the Higadati.
Oh, that's okay. Maybe.
I'm out. Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. What's that?
I didn't hear what you said.
The Einu Kore would still make the
maybe
statement.
Maybe would say the Vigadati thing. Well, you're getting to the conclusion. Okay, you're getting to the right. You're already getting to the conclusion. But okay, very good. So there is the Sefer Toyaf Yisraim on the Yireim, on the bottom of the Yireim, and he brings the same kind of diik in two places in Rashi, same type of diik. One is. In Soita, we have a list in the Mishnah. All these things can be said in any Lashon, and all of these things need to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. One of those things is Bikurim. Must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. How do we know? Ve'anisa ve'amarta. And we know, Gzeir Shava, that when you say Ve'anisa ve'amarta, it means you got it in Lashon HaKodesh. Says Rashi, what do you say? Rami Yevedavi. Again, he started from that pasuk. Another Rashi he brings in Makkos. In Makkos we have Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon.
Could I just ask?
Yeah.
It's Ramata Elov to him.
Yeah.
The other one is the Fashion Makkos.
That's true. That's a good diak. We're going to get to your diak too. That's another good diak. Okay. The other Rashi is in Makkos by Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. And Daf Yad Zayin. According to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, if a person would eat bikurim, would eat it, even a kohen, I mean, would eat bikurim prior to the kriya, to the mikra bikurim, he will get malchus. Because it's only mutter to be eaten after the mikra bikurim. What do you say? It's like Rashi, Dibra Maschal Ad. You have to say, Aram Yoivirovi. Yeah? So Zok, the Toya Fisrein, from all this I see, that Mikra Bikurim starts from Arami Oivid Avi. Okay? And the rest is not part of Mikra Bikurim. So what will we say it's part of? Avos Bikurim. So, okay, sounds fair enough. So the pshat is, like you said, that it would come out that let's say you have a person who doesn't do Mikra Bikurim. So he doesn't say the Arami Oivid Avi thing. But the Higarti, yeah, that's part of like bringing the Bikurim. And
but
Ali.
But the Lashon Higarti is the one that says Shinishbel Avaseinu, right?
Yes.
And that's with a Ger, the whole
issue
with a Ger.
Oh, very good. So we'll get to your thing in a minute. Slowly we'll get to
what type of person doesn't bring Bikurim?
Well, let's take a good one for what we want to say. Let's say a Shliach. If you can't make it. So you send a Shliach to bring the Bikurim for you. So he goes in there and he waves it, but he doesn't say it. Why? Because the pasuk says Ho Adama Asher Nasata Li Hashem. That's one of the things it says there. Shliach cannot say Ho Adama Asher Nasata Li Hashem. So you don't say it. So should he say Higarti? Yeah. And to make it a little nicer, some of the Mefarshim say, even the Ramban says it partly. What does it mean? You bring the Bikurim and you say, I told Hashem that I came here. When did you tell him? Now? So why did you say you told him already?
Past tense.
So the Ramban's Marams it already and other Mefarshim are like stronger about it. It means because by bringing this basket of fruit, I am like telling without a words. Like you could have, they bring these psukim and Tanakh. where you find that it says higarta and he didn't say it. He did something which shows it. So you're saying, I hereby have shown that I recognize that Hashem has given us this land. So, okay, it's very nice. It's part of bringing the Bikurim. It's just part of, because you're just touching up that what you did. So Mimela, that's part of bringing Bikurim. Okay? So it comes out that if you think about what we just said, if you say this Mahalach, right, that there's going to be four nafkaminas between Higarti and Ve'onisa Vamarta. Number one, only the second one is B'Loshon HaKodesh, because that's Ve'onisa Vamarta. The first one doesn't say B'Loshon HaKodesh. Maybe you can say it in any language. Second nafkamina, which is pretty close to that, is that we also say in the Gemara and Saita that Ve'onisa Vamarta means Kol Ram. That when you say it B'Kol Ram. Okay, now once I'm on this Kol Ram, I'll just... Rav Chaim Kanevsky says, look what I explained Kol Ram in my Sefer Nachaleson. So I'll just say over from him. He says, how loud? How loud is Kol Ram? So he brings the Yerushalmi on Kol Ram. Loi... I probably wrote it down word for word somewhere here in the paper. Kol Ram. Hama'ula bekoilis. Hama'ula she bekoilis. Loi katan veloi gadol ela benini. Okay? And this Yerushalmi is quoted in the Tur by Hilchas Duchani. And the Mishnah Brura, quoting the Tur, explains that it means loud enough that others hear you. So that's Kol Ram. So there's don't just say, you got to think, right? Say it loud enough that people can hear you. That's how loud you have to say it. So according to this, that only starts by Arami Yoivirovi. Higarti, I don't know, you don't have to say Kol Ram. You don't have, that would be the second.
Well, quotes in his Sefer. What's the first Sefer that he's quoted from?
He's quoting himself. He has a Sefer on Hilchos Bikurim.
Okay.
In Derech Amunah. And he says, if you want to know what Kol Ram means,
look at
my Sefer Nachaleson, and there I explained it. So I looked it up, and that's what he says. Okay. Then the third nafkamina we just said is the, I think, the biggest. Now let's say a shliach, who ain't a koire, but he would still, it would stay his first pasuk. And the fourth nafkamina is the other Rashi, that if you don't say Arami Yoibinovi, you might get Malkus. But if you just skip Higarti, I don't know. That's not the Mikra Bikurim. You did Mikra Bikurim. Okay, so that those...
So who get Malkus?
You wouldn't get the Malkus, because you did the Mikra. As long as you said from Arami Yoibinovi, you're okay.
Even if you didn't say Higarti.
Even if you didn't say Higarti, you did Averi. You should have said Higarti. Okay, but it doesn't bring down that you get Malkus for that. It says if you don't do Mikra Bikurim, you're going to get Malkus.
Isn't it an assay? So why would I get Malkus?
Yeah, the Malkus is because we learn out a different law from Loisucha Alecho Bisharecho. We have a drash that it means don't eat the Bikurim before you do Mikra Bikurim. So it's from there.
Still not a lavsha.
You did a Maisa. You ate.
You ate.
So you did a Maisa. Okay, so that's what he says for Rashi. And he says it, the Toyaf Yisraim says it for Rashi.
But if I brought Bikurim and I didn't say anything, I didn't say...
That's the case that it says in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim that he gets Malkus. Because he ate it before...
Not if he didn't eat.
That's Asik, right. That's just an Asik. You didn't do... He violated...
So kind of mitzvah.
He wasn't Mekai in the second mitzvah. He was Abraham Asi B'Shevatas, right? That's all. Right. Okay. However, to say that that might be Rashi Shita, but I do not believe that that is really the Rambam Shita, because it's true that in the Sefer HaMitzvot LaHaRambam, he started by Arami Yoivirovi. That's Tzaka Emes HaDover. But how about the Rambam in the Rambam? over there, it says lehedya mitzvahs. This is Perek Gimel Halachiyot. Mitzvahs esei lehisvadois b'mikdash ala bikurim b'shoshem meviyam. It's a mitzvahs esei. Maschil v'koyre higarti hayoyim la'ashem aleikecha kibosi ala oretz v'goymer arami yoyvedovi ad sh'yigmor kol ha'parsha ad asher nosata li Hashem v'in koyre noise ala b'loshen ha'kodesh sh'ne'emar v'anisa v'amarta b'loshen ha'zois. So, I don't know, that's it. It's over.
Only going on.
I would have thought so, but the Rambam said not that way.
So how can he say?
The whole thing is a mitzvah, really. You should say Begata and Arami. But FYI, if you don't say Arami, that you need to be called all the...
No.
But he said Betheresh.
They got to say the whole thing.
No, he said Lashon HaKodesh.
He said Lashon HaKodesh also.
No, that could only be going in the last part.
That's Deich Gadol. I mean, I'll read it to you again. I don't, you know, it's really schwer. Mitzvahs esei lihisvadis b'mikdash ala bikurim b'sho Hashem meviyam. Maschil v'koyre, higadati ayem l'Hashem alekecha kibosi alo oretz. V'goymer, arami oivin ovi, ad sh'yigmor ha'parsha. V'ein koyin noisa ela b'loshen ha'kodesh. It's tough. I mean, I don't know. It's a big push.
Maybe because of the connecting vav.
Okay, maybe, or something. Somehow we learn it out. I don't know. Somehow we learn it out. So, I don't know. That's it. So now, you're going to say, so why did the Ram? That's a nice question. Why did the Ram leave it out in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? I don't have any good answer for that.
And the first mitzvah of Avos Bikurim, he didn't mention the Higadati?
I didn't look it up. I don't know.
That'd be interesting to see.
That'd be interesting to see if he brought it there.
Right.
I would really doubt it, because he brings it from Mishpatim. How would he get the Higadati over there? Not there.
He'd have to
schlep it from there.
Right.
Doubt it. But okay, so I don't think that. It's a good question. So why did he start Arami Yovidovi in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? I don't have a good answer. Is the pshat that he holds that's not Ma'akev, but the Evid, if you skip one that pasuk? I don't know. I don't have a good answer. But Lamaisa, I think he holds that it's part of the mitzvah. So now I just want to bring. The Rambam is Perek Gimel Alochiyud. Perek Gimel of Bikurim Alochiyud. Oh. Now I want to say, I want to bring some rayas that the din really should be that Higarti is part of it. Two rayas. Number one, really it's mentioned in Rashi Al HaTorah already. Rambam brings it too. If someone brought Bikurim during the time when a person should bring. And then he later comes with more bikurim, right? Which I was actually learning with somebody, and somebody like was more practical minded, was telling me, you know, this makes a lot of sense that somebody would bring two bikurims. Because let's say you have wheat. You have to bring from the Shiva Saminim now, or barley. Barley even better. Barley is already cut by Pesach time. Even wheat is cut Shavuot time. And then you have, let's say, grapes and olives, which is only ready in Tishrei time, the way that I just learned in Taisvis. So you might want to bring the Bikurim twice. I mean, it's a long time from Shavuot till Sukkot. So you might bring the Bikurim, you might bring the wheat
every regal.
By Shavuot when but you
every
show
regal.
Up for Shavuot.
Right.
And then
right.
you'll wait for right. Sukkot for... So there's a halacha that when you bring that, you have to do it because you never brought bikurim yet from the grapes yet. But you do not do kriya again. Because higadti hayoim pam achas hu magid ve'enoi magid shnei pomim b'shana. I believe it's Rashi quotes it in Chumash.
And the shana starts from what he said, I guess.
And the shana starts... Well, you know, the Bikurim year starts Shavuos and ends Sukkot. You have to do it in between Shavuos and Sukkot. The Havah I'm talking about. Atzer Sarachag you could bring without saying, yeah. Atzer Sarachag you could say, right, from Sukkot till Hanukkah, you're still.
Unless Rebbe wants to make that chiluk again, he got it to you. You can only say once, but Aram.
Oh,
can
and
say
you
twice.
And you see not though,
right?
Because it says beferish in the Rama enoi kaire, that can't, right? So that's my proof. What do you? How did? If he got it to you, is not part of the kaire, then if our vort was true that he got it to you as part of havas bikurim, the whole thing doesn't work. So what do you mean he got it to you? Very good, he got it to you. What does it have to do with kaire? So Elamai, it's part of it. Elamai, that's like the Rambam said, that the Koyri starts by Yigadati. Another Raya.
Otherwise, you should have to say it the second time.
Or, yeah, you should have to say it. So what, maybe you shouldn't say that Pasuk or something. But why doesn't, why, where does it say about Ve'anisa? Ella, it's one thing. That's one Raya. And another Raya of Chaim brings, of Chaim Kanefsky. He says it because a shliach, there's a Mishnah that a shliach is maybe ve'ena kari, and it also says in the Mishnah, ger maybe ve'ena kari. Now a ger has extra problems. He doesn't have the adom ashur satali problem because he could maybe buy a piece of land. But he has problems because the avasenus don't work. Okay, right. Arami Avid. Avi, he's not allowed to say. He's not allowed to say asher nishbata l'avasenu lasas lanu. So Zukhtar Chaim Kineski, he doesn't say anything for sure because he can't say Haggadati either because it says Lav Hussein. So how could the Mishnah do that to me? How could it say the Ger is a maybe Einu Kairi and the Shlich is maybe Einu Kairi and they're not the same? He's Einu Kairi, but he does say Haggadati and he's Einu Kairi and he doesn't say Haggadati. It's Peichik. L'chayr the Shavit. So Mimela, you see that it's one thing, and it's all one big mitzvah.
Two separate clauses. It says ger eno maybe b'kurim. Then it says shliach.
Yeah, that's true.
Why does it say ger v'shliach eno maybe?
Well, because it's for two time. One is this
problem. The Mishnah brings shliach.
It says three together. Eved shliach isha, I think. Eved shliach v'isha.
It says it's a one clause.
Those three are together, and ger I think is separate.
So maybe Taka.
But it's like Daicha because it says Ve'elu maybe Ve'enu Kaire, and then it says this one and that, and it's different Enu Kaireis. It's
otherwise put them all in one clause.
I give you a good answer because it's from different pasuk. He's because of Avetenu, and he's because of that might be good enough. Okay. Fine. So, anyways, my conclusion is that it's more night there that he got it. He is part of it, and Memela, since it is, the Rambam is right. You have to say the Lashon HaKadosh also.
Call Ram,
and if you ain't no curry, you don't say anything. Okay, maybe Rashi could argue. Okay, Tavis Reim could say that Rashi argues. Rashi starts by Yomayov, but not the Rambam. Okay. Now, next. Ha'ara. This is a really good question. I don't know. You can tell me how. I don't know how to paskin over here. And the Rambam says, like we said earlier, that you do the mitzvah, avidu, what do you do? Maschil, the koire, he got the ayun. And then after, that's in halacha, I think it was. Yod, I think, around. And then, like in Yud Beis, he gives you the whole Seder of how the whole thing goes, how you bring the Bikurim up, and so on, and the whole thing. And then again, he says, then you finally get to the Azora, when you should put the basket on your shoulder. And while it's on your shoulder, you say, Higarti Hayoim Lashem Alekecha Kibosi El Ha'aretz. Then you take it off of your shoulder. And you hold the rim of the basket, and the kohen, he puts his hands underneath the basket, and you wave it together like that. And then after that, you say the rest.
When you first put it down, it is there.
Oh, I don't remember if he brings that, because it says in the Pasuk Azoy. So maybe, I forgot that. Maybe it says it. So Reb Chaim throws in there, and when you say Higarti, you have to say it to the kohen. You got to say it in front of a kohen. And what's the makor?
The pasuk said, "Ain love."
Marta Eilov. That's what's Mar Mokum. Mar Mokum is the pasuk. Okay, so, and then he has a shaila on the bottom. What kind of coin do you need? What if the coin was a baal mum? Does it have to be a coin that's kosher lavoida, or any coin is good? This Marta Eilov, this coin that you say it to. What kind of coin do you need?
Well, okay. He's not allowed to go to the observant.
He can't go near the Mizbeach, just. Bein Ulam Mizbeach. A Kohen Baal Mum is allowed to go in the Azara. Yeah.
I'm curious, so he's Cholol also?
Could a Cholol do it?
I mean, can he, where
a Cholol, a Cholol's like Yisrael. Basically, Cholol's basically like Yisrael. Okay, so now, to me, I have to say, it's Libi Noikvi. It bothers me a lot. How could the Rabbi leave that out? If that's the Halacha. I mean, I hear it's a pasuk, but it bothers me. The Rambam didn't bring the halacha. That you have to tell it to a kohen. It doesn't sound it. He says, maschil v'koyri, start saying it. and he leaves it up.
Well, to who else would it be courage?
But look how, the next part, then he says, and he goes weiter, and he says, Aram Yoivirovi. So you were Madaik, right? Over there, the pasuk says, you don't need a coin by that, right? Just say it. You walk in the Azor and you say it. And the Ram did not mention that the first thing, you know, has to be said to a coin. So this bothers me a lot, though. It's in the Torah, so he doesn't have to write it.
It's so obvious.
I don't know. That you see, that's why I don't know enough Rambam to know if that's like. Good answer. Can you say that the Rambam won't say because it's obvious or something?
Which part doesn't the Rambam say that?
He doesn't say Va'amarta Eilav that over here. It says in the pasuk Va'asa Lakoina Shayia V'Yomi Mahein Va'amarta Eilav. You should say it to him. So he doesn't say you have to say it to the Kohen. He just says say it like you're davening. You know, just say it. He doesn't mention that you should say it to the Kohen. I don't know why. Bothers me, and I'm not 100% convinced that every single time that it says these kind of things in the Torah that it has to mean that it's a halacha. I don't know. Sometimes you find things like that it would look like it's like a halacha, and lamais it's not. He brings that.
Okay.
Yeah, he brings that. Sure. Yeah. The Feirush Rambam, Hishtachavoya. Rambam says it, brings it.
So it says there, he has to be talking to somebody else. It has to be a second person.
It sure sounds it. I understand. But maybe like the pshat is the like normal way is that you meet a kohen, so you usually do tell the kohen, but that's not like halachically required. Maybe if you don't, you say the same words anyway. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Well, I'm just telling you that it bothers me.
He's got to have a kohen for the knufa part.
Yeah, he's going to have to get a kohen anyway, right?
So he's probably there.
That's Rambam mentions later.
That he mentions, right? Right. So is it a halacha that you have to say to the kohen, or it's not a halacha? It's just the Rambam does not say a word about it, so that bothers me.
The Raivid doesn't say anything.
No Raivid, no nobody. The only thing is Reb Chaim Kanievsky and the Chumash. That's all I have. So I'm just being moir this ha'ara. It's a ha'ara to me. Now next ha'ara, before I get to the main thing, but I want to say one more ha'ara. There is a very interesting thing that's in four places. I just want to mention this. Nowhere, except for these four places that I know about, do you need a kohen gadol for a bikur? Never heard of it in my life. Except for four places. Targum Yonasan and Ben Uziel says, Lehakoyen dimemuna rabo. I didn't say exact words.
They're talking about Bikur?
Yeah, right here. Teisei levas kahana di yehei memane koihen rav biyoy moha inun. Okay? And if you look in the Mikrois Gedolos, regular Mikrois Gedolos, they have this Perish Yoinus and a little Perish underneath. He says, Perish HaKoyin Gadol. So he says, how did he figure out Koyin Gadol? Because it said HaKoyin. That's what he says. Okay,
but
that's one place.
The word HaYoyim is Mihyev Yom Bahay, the
substitute.
The
Hakoyan tells you
that he's
a Kohen
Gadol.
Okay.
Yeah,
but Yom
Bahem is what the Targum Yonis says. The Ismane.
The
Mimani Kohen
Rav
B'Yoimayo
Ha'inun.
Yeah.
He
was
the
Kohen
Gadol.
That was
Mune in those
days.
When you arrive. Yeah. So, okay. That's one place. In Rabbeinu Bechaye, in the middle of talking about it, he says, Kohen Gadol. Okay, well, I'll get back to him in a second. And then the third one is Ibn Ezra, says Kohen Gadol, but with Ibn Ezra a lot of times says Chidushin Gedolim. And then
all by Bikurim.
Okay. And the fourth one is a Toisvis in Ksubis Kuf Hei Amid Beis in the name of the Tana Dvei Eliyahu, that it says Pasuk V'ish Ba Mibal Shalisha Vayakrev Le Elisha Bikurim Anan. I don't know, remember all the words. So the Tana Dvei says, Elisha is taking Bikurim. Lo haya mikdash biyamav, lo haya mizbeach biyamav, ve lo haya koyin gadol biyamav. So the Yavitz in the back of the Gemara, he says, koyin gadol man chashme, ze tzarech li esto seifrin. But if you look it up in the Tana Dvei Eliyahu, if you look it up, it says it. I don't know. I mean, it says it there in the Tana Dvei Eliyahu. It's there. So I'm just mentioning all these marmakoyims. So I don't know. There's such a thing. Okay, now.
Is it possible to make a pshar and say, doesn't mean directly to the Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol is a special representative of the Kohen?
Oh, so you see, I started thinking in your lines. That's another raya. That it's not a din. They don't mean like a halacha that you need to find him. Where's the Kohen Gadol? And you have to really say it to the Kohen Gadol, because we don't find this. It's like saying, like, maybe the
like
best
the
case.
Paraduma.
What's that?
Paraduma says they bring it to the Kohen Gadol, and we said, no,
Scott,
really. Or the Skan Kohen said, no, really, any kind is kosher.
Yeah, well, there, though, there,
no,
there are dinim, yeah, about. That the first one needed a lozer.
The
right.
The
right. Okay.
Same kind of idea.
Something like, okay.
Some Rishon says that forever it will be.
Yeah, you're right.
And
yes.
Others say forever it will be.
Yeah, you're right. It's in the Gemara and Yuma. There's such a. It's in Parah.
But it's the same kind of an idea.
Yeah, so maybe, right. Maybe. Who knows? The first time. I don't know what it was. I'm just bringing that out. That's. So what do I want to mention? Oh, just one thing. That he says, the Perish Yonis says that everyone's getting from the hay, the Hakoyin. I have another Mar Mokum where they may have got it. Because everyone is bothered with, he got the Hayom L'Hashem Elikecha. He's your Hashem, he's mine too. L'Hashem Elikeinu. Vazep is Elikecha. So Dr. Beinu Bechaye, the Torah doesn't want you saying my Hashem. Who knows what's in your head? As I said, Rabbeinu Bechai, who knows what's in your emunas? You say the Kohen Gadol's Hashem. The Kohen Gadol's Hashem is the Richtige Hashem. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, so Azoy, you see that he's serious about this Kohen Gadol thing, because a Kohen Gadol for sure has the right emunah and everything, 100%. So okay, so I'm just mentioning now.
Such
great people. Oh, so now I want to come to what you're saying. It says in Rashi, "Asher yia bayomim ahein, ein lecha elo koyin shabiyamech." Right? Well, whoever is the koyin in your days, Zokter Ramban. I don't understand that.
It's not like
Bishlama. Right? If you're talking about a shayfet, I understand. I don't want to go to him. Yeah. Who is he? He's the shayfet. So we have a drasha there also. Avos al shayfet ashir b'yomim, whoever the shayfet, you have to listen to him anyways. But over here, Echmein, avos artai, Echmein, does it say by pidyon ben al kohen asher yia b'yomim mahem? What do I care? He's from Shevet Kayin. why is it saying this? That's the kashi as in Rashi.
By Tarasa doesn't say that.
of, I don't think it says Vachir ben Mehim. I don't really think so. So, oh, so Azoy, it's Miusha. Because the Pshat is that I have to go ahead and machni myself a little, right? And say, I'm saying it to your Hashem, Valduos the grace of Amunah, right? So you know, I don't feel like saying that to you. You know, I'm better Amuna than you, right? So it says, no, ain lecha koyin. Whoever it is, you have to treat him that he's the koyin. You have to say you're Hashem. That's the halacha. It makes it easier to understand the Rashi. Okay, fine. Now, finally, I'm getting to the big horror. Okay,
what
so
do they all mean by koyin gadol? It
looks like they really hold something about Kohen Gadol, but I don't know if we have to say that they mean halachically mamish. It just means like this is the Iker case, this is the best case, and if you don't, we say the Nusach like the case when you give it to the Kohen Gadol. That's what I'm wondering. Okay, so far, okay, we said our three side ha'aris. Number one, we talked about when does the mitzvah start? The mikra bikurim for nafkaminas. The ikur the realm hold it starts from igadit. The second shaila was, is it really a halacha that you have to say it to the kohen? Rambam doesn't mention it. Third one was that there are four svarim that say kohen gadol. And again, is this a din or not a din? Where do you know kohen gadol? So we said either from hakohen. Or maybe because it says Lashem Alekecha, which is Mashma, he's a very choshev yid. Okay. Now I come to the big har. It says in the Perish Mishnah Rishayna, you know, on the bottom of the Yochin Abayas, on the Mishnah. Then in the beginning, Kol Misha Yedea Likrois Kaire, that whoever knew how to say it would say it, and V'chol Misha Yedea Likrois, whoever didn't know how to say it, Makri Noisi, they would help him along. Then they were some people were getting embarrassed that they don't know how to say it. So they know the halacha, everyone is getting read along. Zok the Mishnah Rishayna. How do you think they used to say, did they say it by heart or for innovating? Zok there, Avada, they brought a Sefer Torah there and you said it out of the Sefer Torah. Because Dover Shabichsaf at the Rosh Hashanah Baal Peh. And so what does it mean you didn't know? Yeah, there were people didn't know how to do it, even from the Sefer Torah.
No Nekudas.
Yeah, and maybe there was even people that couldn't even read at all. So that's what he says. But the Dover Poshet, Avada, they would read out of the Sefer Torah.
Which mission?
This is in Paragimel Mishnah Zayin. Okay. On the other hand, in the Sefer Ravan, that's a Rishon, the Ravan, he says in Simin Membeis, he says, I have a kasha. How did people used to do Bikurim? They brought a Sefer Torah. Can't be. He says, first of all, it doesn't sound true. And then he says, also, not everybody knows how to read from a Sefer Torah. So, probably they didn't do it from a Sefer Torah. So, L'chayrat Shver, how do they do it, really? But isn't it Din Taka, Dvorim Shabichsav, Yatarashi, Loimim Baal Peh? So he has the kasha. And we'll say later his teretz. But before I want to give away all his terutzim, I want to say the basic information about this, and from there we're going to figure out ourselves what should be the halacha. Like this. There is a kasha that lots of Rishonim say, the kasha, Taisus asked the kasha, Rabbeinu Yoina, Taisus Shanim, many. How is it that people say Shema by heart? I thought Orin Shabichsa, Abiyat Rashi Lomar Baal Peh. And Taisi says, how do people do Psukkah de Zimra? As Yashir, and so on. So there's two answers given. You said that answer, so I'll say that answer. That's the Mordechai brings that answer in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. The answer is anything that you're fluent right? In Shagar Befiv is okay. And this answers the one and only answer that Shulchan Aruch brings. Simin Mem Tes, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to say Shema, Parshas HaTamid, I can't remember all the things he mentions, examples, because these are things that are Shagar Befi Kulam, fluent is okay. That is the answer of the Mordechai in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. There is, the Gra says, that's not the Iker Teretz. I mean, he's on Shulchan Aruch, he says, okay, Shulchan Aruch holds that Teretz. Ichal, the under Teretz is the Iker. And he quotes a whole list of the Rishayim that bring another Teretz. The only time that we may not do it Baal Peh is Lohoitzi Es HaTzibur Yedei Chayvasa. And being mighty others. But if you do it just for your private self, it's okay. Okay? That is the other teretz. And the groin says, why do I like this teretz better? Because this teretz is a mefurish piece of Gemara, which is not his own brainstorm. He's bringing from the Rishayin that say this Gemara. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara is in Tainis Daf Chav Ches. Over there, we have the Ma'amodois. They used to every day lay the appropriate day of the Maisa Bereishis. On Sunday, they would lay what was created on Sunday. On Monday, what was created on Monday. They had a special lay. And the same goes for Mincha, except Mincha Erev Shabbos was too much of a rush. So they would lay by heart. So Rabbi Yossi says, you're not allowed to lay by heart for a tzibur. Elo, each person leans by himself by heart. K'moy shekoyrin shema balpe. So zok the gro, which is really the shame, the Tais Yishanim. What ma kosuv in this gemara here? That the only problem to is to mighty others. But if you say it for yourself, you're allowed to do it balpe. So the chain ikker. That's a good one. The chain ikker. As you state in the gemara, the chain ikker. That's the ikker text. Okay, fine. So now, the truth is that in the tour, he brings both answers. He brings the answer of Shogor, and he also brings the answer of being Maitzi. Okay, fine. So, the girl holds that's the Iker answer, but the Shulchan Aruch holds for Karet, the Iker answer is Shogor. So now, I always had this problem for a long time. Bishlama, the answer of Shogor, I have a very good Tfisa in my understanding of what the Vard is. The Vard is, why wouldn't we want you to say Baal Peh? Because you're not going to say it correctly. You'll skip a word, skip the letter. But if it's Shogor, if you know how to do it, it's fine. And actually, Rabbi Natan gives a dimion to a Gemara that, in Megillah, we were learning this Gemara, that it says that when a Sofer writes a Sefer Torah, he must do it from the Ksav, right? He's not allowed to do it by heart. But, says the Gemara, if it's just tefillin that he's doing, migris grisin, all the seifrim know that very well, and over there we allow you to do it without. So, Tom, that's the same kind of thing here. That if it's migris grisin, if everybody knows it, you can do it. But what is this svar about being mighty people? I never understood it. Why? I didn't understand the havon in it. What's the connection? Okay, until I saw a Moyridika Primigonim who came to explain it. And he says, Ayin in the Bach, and if you're Ayin proper in the Bach, you're going to see that the Bach is saying what I'm saying, and I looked in the Bach and I see what he's saying. He says, the Pshat is, the Bach says, you should know that these two Terutzim, as much as they look like two different Terutzim, one is saying the answer is Shogar, the other one is saying that the answer is about being moitzi, it's not really that they argue. They both agree to each other. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that when I say it for myself and it's shogor, I'm allowed. But nonetheless, that's only a heter for me. But if I'm saying it for others, it's not good enough that it's shogor for me, because maybe the people who are being yoitze aren't shogor. And since there Shemea Ka'oine, the Chachamim made a rule that if it's not Shogor for you, you can't say it, and you're not allowed to be Shemea Ka'oine either. Even though really in Svaro, I won't make a mistake, because I'm engaged with the shogar, but it's like light blue. If you're not a shogar, you're not allowed to do it. So memela, that's the reason behind being mitzi, because the people that are being yaitze aren't shogar. That's what he says. Okay, so memela, it's all one thing according to him. Okay, so he, the prima gadim says a step which I think is a little too much. That's tzarichian to me. He says, in memela, I want to say that if all the people that are being yaitzer are also shogar, it's fine.
Word, right. The kriyashma.
It's fine. Like kriyashma, right. But there, I think that that's tzarichian. That's not going to work. Because go to the source. The source is in the Gemara times. That the Gemara says that...
How do we know the mamad is they're all shogar?
Well, I'll say in minah, I know. Very simple. The Gemara said, the Rabbi Yossi said, you're not allowed to lane for everybody else over there because you're not allowed to be mitzi by heart. No, everyone should do it themselves. Okay, so the Mogan Avraham asks over there, and how could everyone do it by themselves? But need to be shogar? She said, well, shogar. If you join the club, then you make sure that you're shogar. Then you know that you know. Okay. So Lemaisa, let me be mitzi everybody.
Right.
If everyone's shogar. So I think that was too far. I think the answer is they already made a light plug. You're not mitzi other people because you never know if the people are shogar or not shogar. Which I think is more posh this because it doesn't say this. It says you're not allowed to be mitzi people. It doesn't say if they're shogar it's mutter. That's a little too far. But Lemaisa, it's all based on the same thing. Okay? So that is the shita of how the Bach learns up the thing. Okay, so now let's go back to the laning the Mikra Bikurim. Would you be allowed to do that by heart? So, all the people who aren't, you're not being mitzi anyone, but anybody who isn't shogur should be usher, should taka need a klaf, which many people probably aren't so shogar in saying the mikra bikur. Only what? L'chaira, if you are shogar, you would be allowed to do it by heart. Because you have alamilas, you're not being mitzi anyone, and you're shogar. However, the Magen Avraham makes a dik in the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, because when Shulchan Aruch brings shogar, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is Davar hashogar b'fi hakoil. Zok the Magen Avraham, aval davar sha'ato shogar boy, aval einu shogar b'fi hakoil, aser. And he says, ay, l'chayra, Rabbeinu Tam, what did he give as a dogma? Tefillin, that we find in the Gemara, that the Seferim are allowed to write tefillin because it's shogar. Who's it shogar? In the whole world? It's shogar by Seferim. So you see, L'chayr, not like the Shulchan Aruch, you see it doesn't have to be V'yakol. And for the Magen Avraham, that's Seferim. All the Seferim. Who writes Tefillin? Seferim. And all Seferim, no. But you don't care about everybody else. But when you're talking about saying, I don't know what you want to say by art, which is for the whole Welt, then you have to worry about the whole Welt. So Ibezai, nobody could do Bikurim by heart. Even the great tzaddik in Chatam Chacham that he knows it inside out in his sleep, because I don't think that's shogar b'fi hakol. I don't think you can say everybody knows the parsha. So according to my cheshbin, it should come out according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach and all these paiskim that the din is like the Mishnah Rishayna that you should have to taka lane it out of a sefer time. Okay. However, the Goyin himself, as we mentioned early, dings achot Shulchan Aruch. It says it doesn't have to do with shogur. It only goes by if it's lohoitzi es hatzibur yidei chayvos. So he doesn't hold of this Bach or anything. That the main point is shogur, and the whole thing of being mitzi is an offshoot, because if you're mitzi, maybe that guy's in shogur, because he doesn't hold of shogur at all. He holds there's taka a yesoid that the Isser is only when you're Moitzi the Tzibri Dechevosim. Okay? Now, he doesn't tell me the reason. What's the reason? Why? And I don't know for sure what the reason is. I'll take a little guess. Efshir, maybe the reason could be, because if you look in the Makor of this thing, in the Rif, he brings these all these halachas down from the Yerushalmi. And he brings a whole list of things that you have to do it the same how it was when it was given in the beginning. You shouldn't lean when you lean, because you have to do it like in that, when we were at Har Sinai, we're all Be'ema, and a bunch of things. And then also, since it was given Bichsav, you should also learn the Torah Bichsav. You shouldn't do it by heart. You shouldn't change from the way it was given. So, ulai, when you have a tzibur, it's more like how it was given b'tzibur. So then you're doing it already, the real full thing. Over there, we're very makbid on you. That should be like mamash the same. It should be b'chsav and everything. So when it's b'tzibur. But if it's b'yachidus, you're not doing it like the way how it was given tzivi. So memela over there, maybe we're not so makbid on these things. Efshar, I don't know. I'm just saying a possible. But anyways, according to the Vilna Gaon, avada the din will be the other way. According to him, avada you could lay in the mikra vikurim by heart, because you're not b'tzibur. You're not being moitzi b'tzibur. Okay. Now, the Ravan himself, he also, as we said, he says avada it's pasha. You don't need a sefer Torah. And he says a new reason. He says, like a very short lashon. Alma mitzvosoi bekach v'rachmona shor. Mitzvosoi bekach, that's the mitzvah, and the Torah allows you to do it by heart. Very short, very hard to understand that. So on the bottom, the Magias takes a guess that he thinks maybe he meant the Svara of the Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, but for sure there was such a Rabbeinu Yoina anyway. So I'll say over Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says Akasha. It says, oh, it's already, all right, so I'll try it quickly. There, it says, HaKoyer, if you missed the Zman Kriya Shema, you're still Lohivsid. It's Kikoyer Batayer. Fector, Ma Mashminu Kan. Avada, you're leaning Tayer. What is it telling? Zok Rabbeinu Yoina is telling you a Chiddush. Because when a person says Shema Bizmanoi, Avada, he could say it by heart. Why? Because Kol Dover Shehu Mitzvah, anything which is a mitzvah, you could say by heart. Only when you stop learning, you have to say b'chsav. But if it's a mitzvah, so somebody may think, oh, it's past the zman, I better do it inside. So like the Mishnah, it's okay. Once we remata you for the mitzvah, yeah, even if you're late, it's lehifsid, you can say it by heart even now also. So maybe that's what the Ravan meant, mitzvah so yivikach, rachmona shari. Whenever it's a mitzvah, only when it's for stop learning, then you have to say it inside. But when it's for a mitzvah, you're allowed it by heart. So that's his reason. Okay, so you have two svaras why you can do it by heart. Either like the Gra, you're not being mitzi, or because when it's a mitzvah. But the Mishnah Rishayin is going like the Prima Gadim and the Bach, and then that if it's Dover Shein Shaga, you have to say it inside.
Okay. There's one exception, right?
Hakel. You have to lean. Yeah. That one you're going to have to lean, that's for sure.
That's because
mitzvah. That's the mitzvah that way. Yeah. It's a that way. Okay. With your.
Rebellia got married.
Oh, I forgot that you know them.
Yeah, Rebellia got married between Yom Kippur and Sukkot.
Did you tell me that? Somebody told me that. It was probably you.
Who would tell me that?